listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Reality TV star Matt Wright will face a Darwin court this morning, charged in relation to a fatal helicopter crash earlier this year. The 43-year-old is facing several charges, including destroying evidence of the crash that killed his co-star, Chris Willow Wilson. A spokesperson for Mr. Wright says he wasn't in the helicopter at the time of the incident and he denies any wrongdoing. The Senate has passed legislation to create a National Anti-Corruption Commission overnight. The Coalition also supporting the Greens' amendment to expand the power of the Commission's inspector. Legislation will now head back to the House of Reps and is expected to be passed by the end of the year. Meantime, a censure motion against Scott Morrison will be put to vote in federal parliament today. The move would condemn the former PM for his secret portfolio appointments while in power, but it would have no legal impact. Nationals leader David Littleproud, who was one of the first to condemn Mr. Morrison, says they should be spending time on fixing power, food and mortgage pressures instead.
When you've got a cost of living crisis, you want to take up the parliament's time for a political stunt of trying to censure a former prime minister. He's done the wrong thing. A report's come back.
And there's an urgent recall for Vicks Vapor Rub, sold at Chemist Warehouse stores across New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. The extra strong jars have been incorrectly labelled as the standard medication. The more intense rub could cause allergic reactions for some users. The Sons of Guns dominated the rest of the AFL draft last night. Cooper Harvey, son of league games record holder Brent, was picked by North Melbourne, while twins Alwyn Jr. and Jaden Davey will follow in the footsteps of their dad to Essendon. Alwyn Jr. telling Fox Footy it's special.
It'll be an unreal experience, and I know Dad's very proud and that we're going to be donning the sash again.
At the FIFA World Cup, in England and Wales headline this morning's action, while earlier the Netherlands ended host nations Qatar's miserable campaign with a 2-0 victory.
Afif back, Klaassen sends it in, Memphis Depay, save!
That audio thanks to SBS, while Australia face Denmark tomorrow morning for a place in the knockout phase. And in cricket, the test summer is upon us with the first of two tests against the West Indies kicking off in Perth today. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers increasing for Brisbane, a top of 23 degrees. Same goes for the Gold Coast in 24. Partly cloudy for Sydney, 23 the max. Same for Melbourne, a top of 20. Grey skies for Hobart, 19 the max. Mostly sunny for Adelaide and 24. Skies clearing for Perth and chasing 35 degrees. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Search for the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.